There are about 15,000 lakes and more than a quadrillion gallons of groundwater in Wisconsin, so it's hard to believe that water could ever be in short supply. But in Wisconsin's Central Sands region, the expansion of high-capacity wells is drawing down groundwater and the water levels in lakes and streams. Officials with the Department of Natural Resources say legally they can't block new wells based on the impacts of existing wells, and a new law may keep it that way. Kate Pringeman is a reporter for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She just wrote a story about water in the Central Sands region, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did you find out?
High-capacity wells have really expanded in central Wisconsin, and it's leading to impacts on surface waters because every time you take water out of the ground, you're taking it away from surface waters.
How much surface water has been lost in the Central Sands region?
There are lakes that have gone down 2, 3, 4 feet. It depends on the season. You know, this year we've had a lot of rain, so lakes aren't as far down as they were a couple of years ago.
There's been a real explosion in high-capacity wells in central Wisconsin, about 100 or so, maybe 60, 70 years ago, and 3,000 today.
Yeah, almost, well, 40% of the state's high-capacity wells are located in the 6 counties that make up the Central Sands, and that's because the Central Sands has a lot of irrigated agriculture. It's sandy soil. The farmers need to apply a lot of water to grow productive crops.
High-capacity wells are regulated in Wisconsin. What's being done to protect the surface water?
The way the Department of Natural Resources in Wisconsin regulates high-capacity wells is they look at each well's proposed withdrawals and if that'll have an impact on nearby surface waters or neighboring wells, and they can put conditions on the well or suggest changes to prevent impacts. But what they can't do is look at the impact cumulatively of lots and lots and lots of wells in the same area. So each well by itself has a small impact. Collectively, it's a larger impact, but we don't have any policies in place to deal with those collective impacts.
What we're not doing is taking a look at the bigger picture, so to speak.
Right, and it's hard to figure out a fair way to do that, so that's what we're missing right now.
Kate's co-author, Kate Golden, interviewed George Kraft. He's a hydrologist at the University of Wisconsin in Stevens Point. Here's what he had to say about water levels in the Central Sands.
Well, 6-mile-long streams are what makes Wisconsin, Wisconsin. And, you know, it's rare in the world to have something like this. And if we continue doing what we're doing, we won't have it anymore.
Is all of this reversible?
Oh, sure. All this is reversible if we start managing our water. Yeah, even the dead lakes would come back and could have healthy fisheries again.
Well, that's the great thing about being in Wisconsin. We have so much water. In fact, a lot of people say it's hard to believe we could ever be running out. And the issue is just pulling down the top couple of feet of the groundwater impacts the lakes and streams. But if we reduced the pumping, then the aquifer will recharge and the lakes and streams could have more water again.
Kate Pringeman is with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, and you can see her report at wisconsinwatch.org. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio.